But first, Alipay, China's biggest third-party online payment service owned by Alibaba Group, has announced it will start charging a service fee for transferring more than 20,000 yuan or $3,000 to bank accounts. This is a move on the heels of what WeChat Wallet have already done since this March, and it will affect users in multiple ways. So guys, tell me, what is this about? It's kind of big news, as there's a lot of Alipay users out there.
Definitely. The new policy will take effect on October the 12th. That is a few days after the national holiday. So if you want to, you can take full use of the national holiday to make a lot of transactions. Because according to the policy, Alipay users need to pay a fee of 0.1% when they transfer money from the app's built-in digital wallet to a bank account. The charge will be levied on withdrawals about the threshold, which is 20,000 yuan, within the minimum fee for each transfer set at 0.1 yuan. Here, withdrawing means transferring money out of the wallet and back into a bank account. Other forms of payment and money transfers, including Yuge Bao, will remain free. That is to say, as long as the circulation is kept within Alipay or Yuge Bao, it is free. But if you want to withdraw money and transfer it to back to a bank account, it won't be free after the October the 12th. But meantime, the business users, including private sellers on e-commerce site Taobao, will not be affected by the new rules so far. And there are official explanations. According to Alipay, this move is to offset the mounting operating cost. And I think the underlying logic is they can't burn money anymore, and they want to more sustainable resources by this move.
Yeah, I think that kind of makes sense from one perspective, that obviously, millions of people probably across China are using this service. It has to cost money for them to maintain it and, you know, keep everybody's details secure when you're transferring money around back and forth like that. And maybe they've decided that it's going to cost them a bit more money to keep that going and keep it secure. And that's why they've started, or they're going to start with this charging you to withdraw the money. On the other hand, I think maybe, you know, this could have been a plan for them all along to, you know, have it as a free service. And then once everybody's already using it, you know, we know how convenient it is, and we've all been using it for ages and we're used to it. Probably when someone says it's going to cost, 0.1% from each transaction, that's not going to deter that many people from withdrawing the money if you feel that that's something that you're already used to doing. It's not that much of an inconvenience to you.
You sound like someone that's got a lot of money. Nick, that is my first impression. And I don't know if that's, you know, the conclusion or not, but, you know, just for most users.
Yeah, it's annoying, but I think it's not enough to stop people using it.
Well, if it's like a completely necessary tool of your everyday, daily life, or if you're doing business, but, you know, business users are being exempted here. Mm-hmm. So I think that is the part that I get a little bit confused. It feels like it is the average consumer that's being charged.
Well, how are we going to determine who is and is not a business user?
There's a special operation of like checkups, certification process online that business consumers, you know, who, and also those Taobao shop owners, they do their business mainly using Alipay, and they, well, yeah, they're certified online, so. So yeah, and this would not affect them right now, but it would affect people like you and me, you know, that we are so used to using Alipay. Yeah. Even the cave girl He Yang uses Alipay, because thanks to you guys, when I want to, like sometimes when we go out for a meal, for example, and then you're splitting the bill or doing other stuff online, and yeah, you guys
Alipay
have successfully just pulled me out of my cave to start using Alipay. And Yes, we're talking about there's no free lunch anymore, and it's understandable that a business wants to charge some money from the kind of services that it's providing for people, but why now? And it just feels like it's been such an integral part of the online shopping and online finance universe Alipay has become. But why now?
Just as you guys have said, the Alipay or WeChat or other third-party payment has reached every aspect of people's life. And I think they are pretty sure about themselves that people have relied on it very much. And actually, you can do a lot of things, and people can book tickets, order online meals, and hailing a car, and paying utility bills. People are relying too much now, and now since they have accumulated enough users, they are pretty confident of the fact that, well, now is the time.
But
it's a little bit dark psychology, but yeah.
It's not dark at all from you, Yuyang. Actually, I take it a step further and say this is the heroin model. It is getting you hooked with the free dose for the first few times, and then later on, when you're completely hooked and addicted, and when it's become part of your life, then yeah, you need to start paying for it. But that seems to be the kind of model that I think most online services or I think technology, this world that we are very much living in, have adopted. But this reminds me of earlier this year, since I think March, when WeChat wallet started charging us for a transaction fee. But that was a little bit different, as it was, you know, the first time that one company has done it, and also it was 1,000 yuan, the limit or the quota that is set for people when after you meet that threshold, you need to start paying for it. And back then, Jack Ma very, I think, confidently promised on Weibo and said something about that Alipay, unlike WeChat, will never charge its users for extra transactions. And now, 6 months later, if not, less than 6 months later, approximately, look what's happened. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about that?
Well, from the first reactions of the netizens online, maybe the reactions are not logical or not rational, but they are spontaneous. And some netizens call this 啪啪打脸, and some means eat your own words back. And some netizens have posted screenshots showing the Alipay's reactions after the WeChat decided to charge fees for transaction earlier this year. And one netizen said, "I remember Jack Ma once said our mobile terminal will stay free forever. And when the WeChat wallet started charging for transmit fee, Alipay's official account stated that Alipay will not charge for withdrawing money back to bank account." So, well, it's pretty interesting. I'm curious how Alipay will respond to that.
Yeah, it's a little bit embarrassing for them, isn't it, that this screenshot still exists. I think this is the risk of posting something like this in a written form online, and everyone can screenshot it. And I'm sure at the time people screenshotted it specifically to save in their computer so that when this day inevitably came, they could dig it back up and embarrass them. But that seems to have come sooner than we expected, 6 months later, I think you said. And yeah, it is a bit embarrassing for them to have to walk it back. And yeah, as you said, we'll have to wait and see how they respond, if they choose to make any kind of formal response to these kind of complaints.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And I think for a service to be charged, yeah, in theory, that makes sense. But for a gigantic financial entity like Alibaba Group now, I think in the past, I'm not completely sure about this, but I think with the operation costs that incurs from these transactions via Alipay, maybe it has been shouldered by some of the other revenues that they've got so many revenue streams. But now they're saying that now it has to be the customer or the average user to shoulder some of that costs. Do you think this would affect some people? Because according to Nick, no, it will not affect people. But what about you, Yuyang? Can you represent another side of the customers?
I think I will be one of them to make fewer withdrawals. And I think that is exactly what Alipay intends people to do, and to keep more money and more circulation within the system. And also...
Within the system, how does that work then?
Because if you transfer money within the Alipay or Yuigebao, it is free of charge. So I think that's exactly one of the Alipay's purposes. Want to keep the money in the Alipay and spend and make purchases with Alipay or buy investment fund like mm-hmm. Yuigebao. Mm-hmm. And that's also one of the channels where Alipay can give money. And also, our smart citizens have summarized the seven ways for you to avoid the new transfer fee. Well, so far, from my perspective, all of the measures are exactly what Alipay intends you to do. But Ooh. at least by using these methods, it can save you some money. Right. Let me start with one. Use your earned credits in exchange for extra fee transfer quota, and users can get bonus points in Ant Financial, means Ma Yi Jinrong. It's a holding company and service affiliated to Chinese Alibaba Group. And by make purchases through Alipay, you can get bonus points. And Alipay users can use their bonus points from Ant Financial to exchange the withdrawal quotas. And the current exchanging ratio is 1 versus 1, and there's no limit to the number of exchanges. And also there are other ways, such as taking advantage of a Yuigebao, or use Maiyi Huabei to purchase. It's a petty loan service that targets individual consumers. And also pay your credit card debts with Alipay. It's still free of charge. And transfer the money from Alipay account to others and then withdraw. And of course, you can spend all the money Alipay, then you don't have the problem anymore.
Oh, that's interesting. And also, I think that's a fresh angle of looking at what Alibaba is doing here, because I think it could go two ways, maybe. One is for some people, if they take Yuyang's suggestions just now, then you're locked in that Alibaba universe. That is, you know, you can... Okay, I'm doing the same effectively, and I refuse to do this product plug-in more as we have done. It sort of keep you trapped in that world, and from paying your utility bills to making your financial investment online to paying for food and make other transactions, you just do it with the capital A affiliated services. And yes, that's all Alipay. Or for some other very shrewd consumers, maybe just ditch this. And there's like plenty of other major banks. They all have online apps. And if you just go closer with your own bank and use their own apps, and if you make transactions between cards of the same bank, then there's no extra charge whatsoever. But that might be a little bit more cumbersome for today's online users.
Yeah, especially for, you know, transferring between one another. If you are then using your own bank, if your friends don't have the same bank, all of these kind of things, then you're probably going to end up paying more fees than you would if you just did it in the first place. But yeah, you can withdraw everything before, what was it, October 12th when this comes in, and then just, you know, revert to the pre-internet era and pay all your debts in cash, and you'll be fine. Although you'll get charged for withdrawing the cash, won't you? So you You really can't win. No, you're right. There is no way of winning.
Yeah, well, no, I'm sure there must be one. And you know what that is? Okay, I mean this as a joke, okay, because I'm just quoting from some of our very smart internet users that say, dude, just spend all your money in your Alipay wallet. And just, you know, then you'll not need to worry about this problem at all. And
there's another interesting suggestion from our beloved Wang Hong Xiaobian. That is, you can easily start a Taobao shop and have a personal seller's account, and the regulation does not affect sellers. So let's all be sellers.
Oh my goodness, that is so sneaky. Mm. It's like treading on a gray area, basically. Mm. And yeah, but I'm sure a lot of people are coming up with their own tactics to try to fight any possibility of paying even if 1 cent more. When it comes to online services, I think Chinese internet users are used to the free model, not the heroin one. with the free model, it's like everything is supposed to be free of charge and free of boundaries, and that is the kind of concept that I think we have embraced. So it's going to be interesting to see whether people are going to how people are going to respond to this extra charge thing. And actually, this is not the first time. Mm. We've talked about very briefly that WeChat Wallet have been doing this since March the 1st. And according to your observation, has it stopped the degree of, well, activity that people have on WeChat Wallet?
I'm not sure about it stop how much it stops people from transferring money from WeChat to bank accounts, but it doesn't influence people who transfer Hongbao within the WeChat system, because it is still free. And that's what WeChat intends to do, keep the money in the WeChat wallet, and it is free. And also, you guys talk about its competition with bank. I think banks are not happy about WeChat or even Alipay's response about offsetting the operating cost, because the one bank manager responded that, well, it is standard practice at the very beginning that the banks will charge fees if you want to transfer the money. And now, in the initial stage, you gave customers a free launch to accumulate more users. And now you accumulate enough users and you accuse banks of the responsibility because banks are charging money. That's not fair, you know. Yeah, it's kind of a tricky question.
Well, yeah, for customers, I think it's not that tricky. It's whoever that provides the cheapest and better service. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're so happy to see that the online payment service has actually posed a lot of threat and challenge and competition to the traditional brick and mortar banking services. And here is the part that I am a tad worried about. But as our listeners know, I tend to worry too much sometimes. So I want to see what you guys have to say regarding this. I think in the last 20 years, we've seen that traditional brick and mortar banking services moving increasingly into sort of like the retail sector of banking services. That is, every little transaction you make and every small move you make in your banking decisions, it's being charged. And some of the most lucrative sectors of the banking industry has been reserved for internet banking, for hedge funds, for some of those more advanced and more lucrative sectors. So traditional banking system seems to be not as customer friendly, and a lot of the investment they've made or the more revenue generated sectors for them have been those like I have noted earlier, and it's not the retail sector in the banking services that's been earning the big bucks, and it's our very little money that contributes to the traditional banking industry's retail sector's revenue, so to speak. So here I feel feel that we're kind of seeing something similar going on with the online third-party payment services, as now they're kind of repeating what the traditional banks have been doing. That one little transaction you make is going to be charged. Are we seeing that these two different systems, one existing in the real world, one existing in the virtual world, kind of seeing a convergence in a way?
I think that's possible. I think, when it was, you know, all free and everything was going back and forth, no worries for anybody, it did seem kind of too good to be true. And maybe that has actually come about, that now it can't be the case anymore. I think it's a really interesting thing to look at in China in particular, because, you know, you guys are leaps and bounds ahead of everybody else when it comes to these kind of mobile payment systems. I know when I try and explain it to people at home, they have no idea what I'm talking about, that I can just pay in a shop with my phone and transfer money through WeChat and things like this. So I think, you know, China's developed all of these systems so far ahead of everybody else, and now the financial implications of it are maybe catching up with the system, and we have no way of knowing what's going to come next.
Yeah, and I guess in a way that China is kind of pioneering in this sector, and in so many ways I think Chinese people are very conservative, but when it comes to trying anything new online, including splashing, splurging your money online, people seem to have a lot more courage than I expected. And especially considering that China's third-party internet payment transactions have reached, listen to this one, more than 4,000 billion U.S. dollar, Chinese yuan, I'm sorry. Let me repeat that, 4,000 billion with the B, capital B letter, yuan in the first quarter of this year, and with a year-on-year growth rate of 67%, according to iResearch. Ooh, this is a lot of money that's been changing hands online, and there's a lot money to be made from that. I think that's what these companies have in mind. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang.